Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wasallim. Sita sharafa wa tada Sheikh Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab rahmatullahi alayh. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna, meri zindagi ka haasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya rab. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya rab. Tere aashiqon se seekha, tere sang dar pe marna. Tere aashiqon se seekha, tere sang dar pe marna. Ye teri inayate hai, ye teri madad ka sadqa. Ye teri inayate hai, ye teri madad ka sadqa. Meri jaan na tawaka, tere gham pe sabr karna. Ye teri ata hai ya rab, ye hai tera jazb pinha. Ye teri ata hai ya rab, ye hai tera jazb pinha. Mera nala e nadamat, tere sang dar pe karna. Mera nala e nadamat, tere sang dar pe karna. Mera har khata pe rona, yahi hai meri talafi. Mera har khata pe rona, yahi hai meri talafi. Teri rahmaton ka sadqa, mera jurm afwa karna. Teri rahmaton ka sadqa, mera jurm afwa karna. Teri shaan jazb hai ye, teri banda parwari hai. Teri shaan jazb hai ye, teri banda parwari hai. Mere jaan o dil ka tujhko, hama waqt yaad karna. میرے جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا ہے, اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا ہے, اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا, کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا, کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا, کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا, کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا. یہ تیری رضا میں جینا, یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا, یہ تیری رضا میں جینا, یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا, میری ابدیت پہ یا رب یہ ہے تیرا فضل کرنا, میری ابدیت پہ یا رب یہ ہے تیرا فضل کرنا. یہی عاشقوں کا شیوا, یہی عاشقوں کی عادت, یہی عاشقوں کا شیوا, یہی عاشقوں کی عادت, کبھی گر یا او بکا ہے, کبھی آہ سرد برنا, کبھی گر یا او بکا ہے, کبھی آہ سرد برنا. یہی عشق کی علامت, یہی عشق کی ضمانت, یہی عشق کی علامت, یہی عشق کی ضمانت, کبھی ذکر ہو زباں سے, کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا, کبھی ذکر ہو زباں سے, کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا. کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر, کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر, اسے آ گیا ہے جینا, اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا, اسے آ گیا ہے جینا, اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا. میری زندگی کا حاصل, میری زیست کا سہارا, تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. بیوٹیفل بیان اف آور آنریبل الیکٹڈ دادا شیخ عارف اللہ رومی وقت تبریز دورہ حضرت شاہ کی محمد افتر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ. حضرت is teaching us here how to fulfill our object and purpose of life, as is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we want to pass through this life according to how Allah has prescribed for us, then very, very simple. Allah ta'ala commands us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ فَكُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ. That, O people, first recognize Allah, bring iman. Once you have brought iman, you fall under the friendship of Allah. Now increase this by كُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ. Just be in the company of the righteous, pious, true servants of Allah. Then you learn how to pass through this journey of life, and you won't get lost along the road. So your Hazrat explained from his very young days, and this is one of the first poems Hazrat wrote when he found the company of the great lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Mawlana Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullah alayh. And before that also Hazrat was in the company of Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Shah Ahmad Pratapgari rahmatullah alayh. So Hazrat is explaining his experience, which this is a great lesson to learn from the experience of the elders and the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we sit in their company, what they have achieved in their whole life, we will get it in few minutes. So Hazrat is saying, Tere aashiqo mein jeena, tere aashiqo mein marna. After getting the sohbat and the company of your aashiqs, your true lovers, I have realized that I just want to stay amongst your lovers, and I want to die amongst your lovers. In other words, living with them, they teach us how to become the real slaves of Allah. They teach us how to prepare ourselves to die and to meet Allah Rabbul Izzat. So what better company can be there for us than the lovers of Allah? And this is the command of Allah. So Hazrat explains, when you sit in a company, what you will realize, Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zis ka sahara, teri aashiko mein jeena, teri aashiko mein marna. That everybody is thinking that I need a support in life. When you come in the company of the friends of Allah, then you realize the real support of life is, and the real aspiration of my life, Meri zist ka sahara, that what every person wants to become, the reality is, become the true obedient slave of Allah. And where you will learn this, in the amongst your true lovers, ashiq, are those people who got the burning love of Allah, because they've got the marifat of Allah. So Allah, I want to love amongst them. When I started loving in the company of your true lovers, then I realized, what is my support of life? My support of life, or learn that everything is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ala Allahi falyatawakkal almu'minun. That the true believers, they put their trust only in Allah Rabbul Izzat. And you want to love with them, you want to die with them. Because you want to die in such a state that Allah Ta'ala is happy with you. And only when you learn, love amongst the lovers. And from this we learn, Hazrat is teaching us an important aspect, that sohbat is not just for a few days. It's not for a few months and I think that I've achieved nisbat. Sohbat is till your last moment. And Hazrat has taught us also, and practically he demonstrated, like our Shaykh also, that when your Shaykh passes away, connect to another Shaykh. Connect to another person. Otherwise, Shaitan will never leave us. He'll make us slip and he'll be always attacking us. And we see in the world today, great, so to say, learned ulama-i kiram, how when we don't continue the sohbat of the friends of Allah Ta'ala, how we can slip. Then Hazrat explains that what you will learn from the friends of Allah, mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya Rab, tere aashiqo se seekha, tere sange dar pe marna. That, oh Allah, what I learned in their company is the greatest thing, that there is a thing like your love. What you have created us to get your true love, that is the greatest thing. Ibadat is on its place. But ibadat, if it's not with the love of Allah, then it's also empty. You'll be getting your sawab, But the real thing is, even in Jannat, as Hazrat explains, all the ni'mats that Ankope will appreciate is the ni'mats of Allah. But the real thing that you, because you got that love of Allah, you want the company of Allah in Jannat. And that is the greatest thing. So thus we learn, Teri aashiko se seeka, Teri sange dar pe marna. And what is this love of Allah Ta'ala? That, oh Allah, I learn from your true lovers that I should give my life at your threshold. That Allah's command must never break. Anything else in my life, my desires, everything I'll crush. Family ties, everything. But I won't break the commands of Allah. And thus you will only learn by the true lovers. And not only will they tell it to us, practically they will demonstrate it to us. Then a person will get firmness in his life. Then Hazrat explains, and this is not that you can achieve it on your own, and just that because you got sohbat, you got it. But now when you make your intention correct, that the sohbat, I have come here only for the pleasure of Allah. No ulterior motive, etc. That I become a khalifa also, and I'll also become a great sheikh. No, ye teri inayate hai. Ye teri madad ka sadka. Meri jaan na tama tawa ka. Teri gham pe sabar karna. Oh Allah, this is only your special kindness. This is only your special favor that you assist me. You brought me in the company of the friends of Allah, and now you give me the proper understanding. How should I sit? With respect, first of all, correct my intention. That love that is in the heart, let it penetrate my heart. And that I become your true slave. And what is that? Meri jaan na tawa ka, tere gham pe sabar karna. This weak soul of mine, where am I fit to obey your command? But through the company of the lovers of Allah, you give me such strength that I am able to make sabr under all conditions. That whatever conditions come to me, I will be obedient to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, and Allah ta'ala says, this is the quality of the ulul azm, the very firm people, the very strong men, first the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, and those that follow in their path. So Hazrat further explains, ye teri atahi ya Rab, ye tere jazbe pinha, mere nala e nadamat, tere sang dar pe karna. Now a person realizes that, oh Allah, it is only your special gift upon me, that you have pulled me towards you. And Allah, how Allah pulls us, that Allah just puts in the heart, go to a majlis of this great Shaykh. Or many a times Allah is so kind also. The Ahlullah, they come to our town, or they come to our place where we are anywhere, and Allah takes us to that gathering, and then Allah puts in the heart, no, connect yourself to this person. And Allah Ta'ala does all this for us. And then you realize, when you have got connected, you realize how I passed my life. So many years in my life, and how am I passing it? Now what do you do? Mera nalai nadamat tere sange dar pe karna. Now Allah, I cry those tears of regret at your threshold. Now you engage in du'as, you engage in sadda, in tawbah, istighfar, that, oh Allah, how I passed my life. And this realization will only come in the company of the lovers of Allah. Otherwise a person will think, I'm okay, I'm performing namaz also, I even fast, I give sadqah, everything. But it's empty. There's no love of Allah Ta'ala. Or worse, if there's ulterior motives, Allah Ta'ala make me, all of us, realize. And Hazrat says, Mera har khata pe rona, yahi meri talafi, tere rahmate ka sadqa, mera jurm afwa karna. That, oh Allah, that I now realize that the only way to get my compensation, and that I am the biggest criminal, and be saved from being put to trial, that I cry over every sin of mine. And this is very important, myself, all of us, that from the time we became baligh, that whatever sin I committed, O Allah, intentionally, unintentionally, whether I know about it or I don't know, Allah has kept this door vast open for us. So you can be a biggest sinner in your life, but you start crying at the threshold of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Hazrat says, it is only Allah's rahmat, Allah's kindness, that inna Allah ra'ufum bil ibad. Allah is very kind upon His servants. And Allah al-Tawwabur Rahim. Allah is the one who forgives abundantly. Why? Allah loves to forgive. So Hazrat says, it's only your special grace and sadqa of your rahmat of Allah that you forgive me. You overlook, and Allah, Hazrat says, afwa. Afwa means Allah wipes out your files. Even the malaika don't know about it. Hey, isi tarah se mumkin tere raft se guzarna. Kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukar karna. Then a person realizes, now my object and purpose of life is to meet Allah. And to meet Allah, there is only one of two conditions that comes in your life. Sometimes you think everything is okay. You don't think that it's because of me. Make shukr to Allah. Allah, you have sent down these conditions. I don't deserve it. Sometimes you feel that conditions are against you. Whereas every condition is only for our betterment. We don't understand it. But if you feel that I'm going through some difficulty, just make sabr. And both Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ajab al imril mu'min. Only a believer has this astonishing lifestyle. That whether it is conditions of goodness, you don't become proud and arrogant and show off. And whether it's conditions of difficulty, لِكَيْ لَا تَعْصُوا عَلَىٰ مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَوِي مَا آتَاكُمْ نِعْمَتْ آيَةُ وَإِتْرَائِمَتْ. You don't boast. And مُصِيبَتْ آيَةُ وَغَبْرَائِمَتْ. Some difficulty comes, don't become overtaken with the condition. Just turn to Allah, make sabr, and carry on obeying Allah's command. Ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna. Meri abdiyat pe ya Rab, ye hai tera fazl karna. Said, oh Allah, now I realize that every moment I must be worried, am I living in your happiness? Is Allah happy with me at this moment? Whatever am I doing? Whether I'm even eating, whether I'm even with my wife, wherever, is Allah happy with me? My salah, am I reading it in the way that Allah has wants me to read it? So to love in such a way that I love in your happiness, O Allah. And most important, I die when you are very happy with me. So O Allah, this is only your kindness that you have shown special favor upon me, that I love like your humble slave. This abdiyat, that I become the true slave of Allah. And a true slave of is always worried, is my master happy with me or not? And Allah is not just our master, Allah is our owner. And this is the worry myself and all of us should have. Yahi aashiko ka shewa, yahi aashiko ki aadat, kabhi giryai wa bukaye, kabhi ah hasad barna. And this is the sign of the true lovers of Allah. If you want to foresee the lovers of Allah, this is their way of life. This is their nature, not second nature. This is their nature that kabhi giryai wa bukaye. Sometimes they are crying deep, sorrowful tears. And in their ibadat, doing good deeds, they crying, oh Allah, we're not making ibadat the way we can use, of what caliber we have to present ibadat to you. And sometimes they taking deep sighs of regret. Ah, how did I this thing? How even in good deeds, that I didn't do it in the best way that Allah Ta'ala should be happy. And people like myself, we should be crying tears of blood. How am I living my life as if it's my own life? And take deep sighs of regret and ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Then Hazrat says, Yahi iski alamat, yahi iski zamanat. Kabhi zikr ho zubah se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna. And this is the sign of true lovers. And to see that I think I'm a lover of Allah. What is the sign of this? And what is the guarantee of the burning love of Allah? That all the time, kabhi zikr ho zubah par. All the time on your tongue there will be zikr. But we are human beings. We can't make the reed be all the time. But when you know, when your tongue is tired, then in your heart you are never unmindful of Allah. And this is the cause we have come here to learn, that how to get this connection with Allah Ta'ala. That in your heart, and that is the real zikr, that is in your heart all the time Allah is watching me. Wherever I am, Allah is with me. This remembrance of Allah, which is called the kayfiyat ihsan, that this is what we learn from our Hazrat and the lovers of Allah. Teri shani jazb hai, teri banda parwari hai, mere jaan wa dil ka tujhko hama waqt yaad karna. Said, oh Allah, this is only your special favor upon me, and your special tawajju upon me, and oh Allah, that this weak slave of yours, useless, I'm not worth anything, don't have ability, but you have given me such ability, and with your kindness, mere jaan wa dil ka tujhko hama waqt yaad karna, that not only my life, my whole self, my heart, my soul, and then the parts of my body, that is internally, that love of yours is so much,
let my all the parts of my body are only engaged all the time in your remembrance. Allah Ta'ala grant us a glimpse of this reality, and this is how we have to be passing our life. And finally, Hazrat says, where you will learn this, where you will get this great gift of life, kisi ahle dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar, usse aa gaya hai jeena, usse aa gaya hai marna. Hazrat addresses himself and teaches us that is Hazrat Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh became the true lover of Allah just because he got through the fazl of Allah, he got the sohbat, the company of the friends of Allah. And this is the command of Allah, kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Without the company and the sohbat of the friends of Allah, he says, that is where I learn how to love, and that is where I learn how to die. That I'm actually loving to prepare myself to die. And this is what we will learn in the company of our Shaykh and the true lovers. Allah give us this reality and make us all amongst the true lovers of this time.